Danny Ventura is with us. He is the regional high school sports editor for the Boston Herald and their associated newspapers. And Danny Ventura, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Bill. How are you?
Good. You know, we kept our distance from you during the winter sports season, not to bother you too much, but we figured it would be time to have you check in and get some postseason, if you will, totally postseason reaction to what happened in winter sports in Massachusetts, first of all. But Dan, I'm sorry for that long intro, but Dan, I got to get your take on how you kind of review the new power ranking system and how it played out into our championship series for both basketball and hockey that all concluded this past weekend.
I mean, I think what we've seen is that you're not going to get a perfect system. So everyone, no matter what system you come up with, everyone's going to have a gripe. I mean, I think there are some flaws in this thing, but in general, I think this power rating system works. I think the better teams are getting there. And, you know, with the statewide, what is the biggest advantage I see as opposed to sectionals is you run the possibility of two teams in one league, you know, meeting in a state final or a semifinal, which you never had before. Now, it didn't happen here, but it came close in Division One. You had Needham was in the state final, and had Newton North beat Worcester North, you would have had an all-Bay State Conference final in boys basketball.
Well, you have St. Mary's in girls basketball playing Fenwick in the state championship game. Yeah, yeah.
That would have been a North sectional tournament.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and in that regard, I think we saw great, I thought we saw really good finals, final fours, if you will. And obviously there could be exceptions, but you know what, I think what people are saying, what we hear up on the North Shore is, oh, this league is down. You're not getting any points for in your league because the league is down. But you know, that's the reality, isn't it? For many of these leagues, if that is the case, what's drawing them down in the point system?
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I think the league you're probably pointing to in general, for starters, is the Greater Boston League, where people were bothered by the fact that Lynn English went undefeated for most of the season in boys basketball and weren't even a top 10. And in Lynn Classical girls, I mean, I don't have the number here, but I think they were in the mid-30s and they were undefeated. But, you know, and then you saw what happened. They lost in the first round of the tournament. What is the solution? I mean, do you have to beef up your schedule?
No, I hear you. And, it's funny. We had Jeff Newhall on from St. Mary's on our Salem News Sports Writers podcast. And, he made the point that when basketball teams, in his case, he was a benefit of this, their third game into the tournament, they're still getting a home game. He said that in the past would have been a neutral site game. I think he might have a point on that one. But,
Oh, it's huge. I mean, that's what you want to do. You get into the top eight, and, if you've got a gym that's, suitable size, you've got three home games, and, the odds are, you're the favorite. If you're getting a home game, it's because you were deemed to be the better team, and usually, you will get occasional, blips, but for the most part, the home team is the favorite.
Yeah, but what he is saying is that it probably should be a neutral site game because of what you just said.
Yeah, no, I think there is a lot of merit to it. I think the concern is, trying to get, suitable facilities. But I think there's enough places out there where, you can get a good place to host the state quarterfinal game.
Right. No, I would agree with you, too, on that. All right, so let me just jump on you and get a couple of takes from you, if I could, on boys basketball. I saw the D3 state championship game, Archbishop Williams, St. Mary's. Very impressed with Archbishop Williams. Then you've got Worcester North winning D1, Malden Catholic winning D2. Any take from you on those top three boys divisions?
I mean, I think certainly Worcester North, they did a lot of talking during the season. They felt like they were the best team, but, they backed it up. They didn't back into a state title. They had to beat a Newton North team in the semifinals, had to beat a very good Needham team in the state final. The Malvern Catholic, I was very impressed because, they lost two starters during the season to injuries, yet they, still managed to stay the course, if you will. John Walsh, as we saw, as he did in Danvers, has certainly shown he has few peers when it comes to coaching.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. You're right. Exactly.
Yeah, and in Division III, I mean, You know, they didn't win the state title, but I think Dave Brown did another terrific job.
He went probably
close to half the season without his son. And, you know, they still, you know, they weathered the storm early on and got to the state finals and lost to an Archie's team that, you know, the only loss they had was to Mansfield, who was the Division II state finalist.
Right, and Archbishop Williams beat St. Mary's at their place by a point in their only matchup prior to the postseason play. And, you know, so they're a solid team. I mean, they could be the top two teams as it ended up, St. Mary's and Archbishop Williams. You know, I think for St. Mary's, they, unfortunately for them, I think they were missing shots that they might normally make. But on the other hand, Archbishop Williams is, I thought, a phenomenal team. I was impressed with them, and it was just nice to see a great basketball team compete against another one, to be quite honest with you. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, you know, when you look at, you know, you see the number at Division III, you think, oh, it's not quite as good. But, you know, that's a high-caliber game. I mean, those are two, you know, you could arguably top 15 teams in the state, both of them.
You know, it was about a week ago, well, over a week ago now, but it was, what was it, the St. Mary's was taking on Tech Boston at Salem State. So that would have been their third playoff game right there, I believe. But they went to a neutral site because of the size of their gym, I guess. That was the case, but that game, I was amazed at the skill level of the St. Mary's team. That was the first time I saw them, and the way they played against Tech Boston, they played a fantastic first half in that game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, you know, the coaching is there. You know, they're very athletic, and Dave knows how to use those kids. You know, they've always played well as a team. I mean, they have good players, but, you know, when you look at the grants, do they have a Division I scholarship kid? No. Do they have a Division II scholarship kid? No. But he's always got them to buy into the team aspect, and they always play great as a team.
All right. I know our North Shore was not represented in the top two in girls basketball, Andover winning D1, Foxborough winning D2. We had St. Mary's winning their third straight title in D3, But Danny, do you want to talk at all about Andover or Foxborough and their championship games?
You know, Andover, I mean, there was really no surprise there. Andover was, you know, they had most of their players, their top players back from a team that lost a close game in the state final the year ago. So, to give them, you have to give them credit because they came into the season with the target on their back and they went undefeated and, you know, got the job done. It was a tough battle with Bishop Fann in the state final. But, you know, they got the job done, and they're Division I state champs. Foxborough, you know, a little bit of a surprise. You know, they, you know, good, solid team. Lisa Downs does a fabulous job, and they beat a very good Draker team in the final. So, you got to give them a lot of props.
Yeah, that Foxborough team, you're right, Dana. You mentioned that. They've got a rich tradition of girls basketball there, and Draker, too, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I mean, Draker has really come on the last few years under Peter Witz. And, you know, I thought they were going to win that game. You know, I give Foxborough a lot of credit for, you know, rising to the challenge when they needed it.
All right, I got to just breezily, quickly go through hockey just for a moment here. D1, Pope Francis winning on the boys' side. That's the team that eliminated St. John's Prep, thoroughly frustrated the Prep in their semifinal game. But, well, kudos to Pope Francis.
I mean, what a run. I mean, you take out the Prep and then Xaverian in the state final. I mean, you know, they're a team that, you know, I give them credit. You know, they talk about they're in Western Mass and they may not have an option. But you look at their schedule. I mean, they have to play as tough a schedule as anybody in the state. And it may be by default, but, you know, kudos to them.
And I got to just jump quickly to girls hockey. I was at the St. Mary Shrewsbury game Sunday night at the Garden before Bruce Springsteen arrived, and Shrewsbury winning the D1 title 4-1 over St. Mary's. And again, a very good hockey game. It was so close right until the very end when Shrewsbury exploded for the last three goals, the last one an empty netter in the 4-1 win. Shrewsbury... you know, knocking off the number one seeded St. Mary's team.
Again, you know, a game that probably surprised a lot of people, myself included. But, you know, they hang in there. You hang in there and, you know, you're in the game. And all of a sudden, you're in the third period. You know, it's 15 minutes to a state title and it's 1-1. You know, all it takes is one bounce. And then, you know, kids are kids. You know, does panic set in? You know, who knows? you know, does frustration set in? Who knows? But, you know, all of a sudden, 2-1, then they popped in a couple empty netters. So, you know, Frank Panarini's done a great job at Shrewsbury, and certainly they earned it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was just a clean, well-played hockey game, for sure. You know, the other game I saw watching, waiting for that one to start, was the Neshoba-Scituate game. Another great high school hockey game, albeit the Division IV game.
Yeah.
Now, here's the one thing about the ratings that, you know, which I kind of like, was a lot of people say you're getting chalk all the way through, 1-2, 1-3, or whatever the case may be. Neshoba was an 11 seed that went right through the brackets and wound up winning a state title. So Sean Hart, who's on the tournament management committee, he's the athletic director at Burlington, he made a great point. He says, you know, the ratings, if you look at it, it's successful 88% of the time, which if in any walk of life, you'll take 88% success ratio. But what that means is that other 12% allows for a Cinderella story to come through. There may not be many of them, but it's there, and you saw it with Neshoba.
And you see that in anything. You see it in the NCAA tournament as well, men's basketball. I mean, and they don't use a point system. They're using they're putting their heads together to figure out how to seed
right.
teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the state had that, I mean, I guess we don't want to go there. I can understand that. But
no, we don't. I think it's working. Can we make some tweaks in it to make it even better? Sure. But I think by and large, you know, the statewide tournament is working.
Yeah, no, I agree. Danny, any other stories that you want to share with us? Names in the news that you think maybe stand out from this past winter? I don't want to hold you too much longer, but just, you're on the pulse of all around Massachusetts high school sports. So what stands out to you big picture wise in high school?
The one thing that keeps coming out is, you know, the Catholics versus publics, you know, the controversy, you know, I think some people are probably bothered that St. Mary's girls are still in Division III. Probably a bigger argument is Cathedral girls being in Division IV. I think that's what irks a lot of people. They feel like, if you're going to be a Catholic school and you can draw from communities, you probably should be up a little higher. And I think that argument is the one thing that constantly you see on Twitter. And it seems like when a Catholic school wins, it just drives the public nuts.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, the St. Mary's teams do draw from all around the North Shore. I mean, they do. They have students all around. They have girls' team. They have a player, one of their top players from Ipswich. So you never know.
Yeah. Yep.
That's it. I mean, I'm sure the people in Ipswich are thrilled. I'm just saying.
No, I know that's. But that, I mean, that's nothing new. I mean, you know.
Right. No, that's been there forever.
And that's what that's the people have a choice where to go to school. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Well, Danny, I want to thank you for all of your time. And, you know, certainly we enjoyed talking with you during the football season. But what are you looking at for the spring? Anything special? Anything piqued your interest yet?
Yeah, hopefully nice weather.
Well, enjoy today. What's that? I'm sorry.
No, I think you look at the baseball. I mean, I just, you know, took out the notebooks. I think you're going to have a nice competitive, you know, Division I, it doesn't seem like there's one team that you look at, oh, wow, nobody's going to beat this team. So I think you see that in a lot, you know, you'll see that in a lot of sports, which I think is going to make for a great competitive spring season.
Gotcha. Danny, thanks so much for your time and for all the work you guys do and covering high school sports and making that making that an emphasis in the paper and in your regional papers.
Making it up.
What's that?
You said making it up. Are you suggesting that we provide false information?
No, I misspoke, and I did not hear myself say that. But I'm sure I did.
No problem. I'm just teasing you.
I know you are. By the way, Danny, I thought you were going to be a little worn out and tired like I was after the end of the season. But no, not the case. You're fired, ready to go.
Listen, when I get the opportunity to get on the radio with Bill Newell, I'm fired up. And I'm a little upset by the fact, you know, you mentioned Bruce Springsteen. How dare he go by the name of the boss in your presence?
Oh, well, I was there the night before. I mean, in all fairness to him.
Well, I think he copped that name from you.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, you was the boss.
No, you're the boss.
Not me. I'm not the boss at the newspaper. I'm not even the boss in my own house.
Yeah, there you go.
Two.
All right. Well, Danny Ventura, thanks so much for joining us and brightening up our day. And we'll talk again soon, I hope.
All right. Have a good one. Call me anytime.
You got it. Danny Ventura, regional high school sports editor, Boston Herald and their associated newspapers here on MSO News Sports. And he's not making it up. Newsports.com.